All right, Lucy, you packing to go to a tattoo convention? I can see you packing your car up with tattoo inks, aftercare, studio, and art supplies there.
Well, thanks for noticing my massive package, Mick. I am actually, and I've been stocking up thanks to our new sponsors, WBJ Tattoo, who you can find at wholesalebodyjewelry.com. They stock some of the biggest brands, including Bishop, Cheyenne, Allegory Ink, Hustle Butter, plus their own house brand, Moff Tattoo Supplies. They also have a huge range of piercing and body jewelry supplies, so if your studio does both, you can get everything you need under one roof.
Wow, that's great. But you are going to have to take most of it out if you want to fit this 6 foot inflatable rubber penis you said you needed me to bring you before you left.
How much for the stream?
Hello,
hello.
How much for a sleeve? Episode 83. No guest, just us. Yeah.
That was willpower then.
What?
I used some exceptional self-control because I said hello at the same time and then I thought, no, you'll just get cross
yeah.
if I talk over you.
Yeah, it's called Willy
so
Power.
So I stopped.
That finished, that's fine.
So it stopped.
Just repeat.
It is only the start of summer. It's what, 21, 22 degrees?
Mm-hmm.
How do we cope when it's 30 degrees?
How do we cope when the planet's on fire, hon? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because we're used to that, really, but we can't. How am I going to cope? I'm getting married in Vegas in the summer. How am I going to cope?
Carry around a massive fan. Not me. I think you're a twat. What? I genuinely don't know. That's a good point. You fucking idiot. Yeah. What did you do that for?
Oh, I don't know. Neck fan, I think, is the way.
What, just a
fanny fan?
Fanny fan. You could patent a big fanny fan, but
fanny
don't
fan.
Don't stand behind you. Do you, genuinely, what temperature is it? What when are you going? What is it? What month?
September. Let's look it up right now. You can do it without, because I'll start fiddling
I'd
with my
say
mouth in the sound.
Temperature.
It'll sound weird. Yeah. I think it's like 30s,
Vegas,
but it's the start of Vegas, so it's practically August.
Start of Vegas or the start of
start
September?
Of September.
Oh, me, sorry,
I'm drunk.
I thought. Oh no, it's right. It's not bad. The average is. Oh no, it's bad. Yeah, it's bad. Sorry. the average around the clock is 24 to 33. Daytime temperatures in September regularly exceed 38 degrees.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, the marriage won't last because I'll die.
Especially in the first half of the month.
Oh, good. Goody. Grant's on his stag do this weekend.
Is he? Where's he gone?
He's gone. They drove in a convoy of like high performance cars.
What they've
friends
hired or
no,
they own?
That they own. So Grant's got a C63 AMG.
Yeah, whatever.
And he's gone with two Mustangs, an Aston Martin, a Porsche, and then I think it's Discovery or something, because that Mustang broke down. So they've gone in
Oh,
convoy.
no.
Yeah, they've gone in convoy down to Germany. They went to...
Fuck me.
Yeah,
that's a
they
flex.
Drove down through France. And then when, I don't know if it's Baden-Baden or Baden-Baden. Every time I say this, I say to the person, I don't know which one it is. But they went there and there's like an AMG factory. And then they went to like the Nuremberg, Nuremberg Ring, Nuremberg, 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 the Nuremberg Ring.
That
They went
sounds
to the...
like our mate Nunu's got a digestive
Oh, Nunu's bitch.
Berg Ring.
The Nunu Burger Ring. And then they, last night, he texted me a picture of him because he has long hair and a beard. Everyone calls him Jesus. And so they got him a Jesus costume and then went to a strip club.
Nice. You said Baden-Baden earlier and it made me remember something funny. So is it BB's? I thought it was in Belgium. Is that not in Belgium, Baden-Baden?
No. Isn't it near Stuttgart?
Is it Karl... Let's have a look.
It's
it's a
they've
town
got an
in Germany.
Yeah.
It was during the, I think, 2010 World Cup that was in Germany. And there's a sports journalist, his name is Dan Rowan, and it's spelled R-O-A-N, right? And at the time, the geezer who was in charge of the Football Association in England was called David Davis. And the geezer who did the link did this deliberately. So it doesn't really work because he said his name differently. But he said, Dan Rowan is with David Davis in Baden Baden. Incredibly funny. And I'm pleased he did it, even though he said someone's name wrong, which is not the done thing. But it was it's a British white man, so it's fine.
Oh, well, that's okay. Okay then.
Yeah, it's just a funny place. Repeating words is funny, isn't it? I don't know why.
Like couscous.
Couscous is funny.
Like Willy Willys.
Willy Willys.
So he's on his way back now. That's why I look exceptionally sweaty on the webcam. Thankfully, you guys can't see it because I've been hoovering.
hoovering up loads of gear with loads of chaps because your fiance is away in the stag. Well, I suppose if you're like driving whips everywhere, it's probably quite nice. Yeah. The stag do's I go on, it's like fucking Freeport Jack Daniels in a car on the way to the airport at 6 a.m. and then
they're also quite sick. Ancient. They're all really old. Actually,
Grant's like 3 years older than me, mate. No, he's not.
Yeah, he's 40. He was 44.
Four, yeah. So he's three years older than me. Can't be that ancient.
Ancient. Oh, more eggs hissing at Bert. We've got a whole new dynamic in the house.
Bert's poorly, by the way.
Look, she's following Bert, hissing at him.
It's because you put a flower around his head. You know the cat collars you get from.
He's not got it on.
Oh, right, fine.
Look at him harassing this not good content, Bert.
It's fine.
Look how skinny he is.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah. My God.
Morag, fuck off.
Morag. Oi.
I was always team Morag because she let me pick her up, but she can go fuck herself.
I know. I wonder if she's going to actually go for him.
There's a power dynamic because there's a weight.
Well, literally. So Bert Reynolds, we went up to Scotland last weekend and Bert had been sick. We left at like 4 a.m. and Bert was sick overnight. So we hardly got any sleep because we woke up to him being sick on our bed. And
that's nice.
And then, yeah, which is nice. But we thought, oh, he's just eating his food too quick or whatever. And then my mum was there and then Grant's brother came to stay to look after them and just said, oh, he's just a bit quiet. Like he's kind of on his bed the whole time. So we were only gone for like 2 days. And when we got back, he looked terrible. He didn't even greet us at the door. So I took him to the vet.
Is that unusual as well?
Unusual. Yeah. He's normally like punching us for food. As soon as we walk in, he's like, feed me. I'm so hungry. So I took him to the vet on the Wednesday. And then they said, oh, you can feel like there's some sort of hard lump in his tummy. It could be that he's got an obstruction, or it could be he's just like, can't poo, constipated. So they gave him some laxatives. And then they said, I'll come back if he gets worse. And he was, it was savage. He's suddenly so skinny. His fur looked really shit. He wasn't like cleaning himself. He was just sitting under the bed. He hadn't been to the toilet. He wasn't eating. And he was still like throwing up. So we went back the next day and they said, it's so serious now. The vet like scared the shit out of me. She was like, when they look this ill, they're really ill. So it's serious. They did a scan and they couldn't see any obstruction. So they then had to do emergency surgery. This is probably really boring for everyone. Sorry.
No, it's not. Everyone's got pets. Everyone's got stuff.
and basically like his intestine had collapsed and they call it like, it's like enveloped in on itself.
Oh, fucking hell.
So they had to take out a section of his intestine and then they kept him for a couple of days because he wasn't eating. And then he came home on the Saturday and he's so skinny. He's a Maine Coon. He's massive and he weighs 5 kilos. Whereas before, I don't know. Actually, he's lost at least a kilo.
Cats can't have a kilo lose, can they? That's like me losing what was he before? 7?
10 stone. I don't know.
10 yeah, stone. Yeah. It would be, wouldn't it? if you're like, if you're what, he must be like 7 or 8 kilograms.
Yeah. It must be
That's
because
not,
they're massive, but he was quite lean. They're lean, but he's still so scrawny. And when we went back to the checkup, he was still losing weight, but they sent off the part of his intestine and checked it, and for any like abnormal cells, cancer cells or anything, and they said there's nothing, which is nice, which is really good. So he just has to recover now, but he's definitely getting better because he's a little shit.
That's it,
But
always
he's
is when they're being assholes, you know. All right,
yeah.
he's got his mojo back.
Yeah, he's had a horrible week. He's been separated from the other cats. He's had a I keep calling it a helmet. He's had a cone on all week. He's got this big old fucking cut down his tummy. He's had two arms shaved and his like entire midsection. And I've had to give him tablets and liquid medication twice a day. And he's been shut away from everything. Elvis is loving life, has never been so happy. But when we came in, Morag had forgotten him. His actual sister, they were in the womb together, and she's forgotten him, and now she hates him.
I think that's really weird. I've had that when Ambrose was my old cat was poorly. When he'd come back, Bowl, the other cat, would just
Oh.
sniff him for ages, and I'd
Oh.
sit next to him, like they liked each other, but they weren't siblings or anything. We just happened to get them at the same. I think they might have been bonded by hate and fear, though. So I think there was
Oh.
a thing there. But yeah, it's weird. We'd forget, but Maine Coons are thick, aren't they?
Oh yeah. So thick. She just doesn't understand. But then I guess he came in, he looked different. He was wearing this big cone. He was scrawny and smelt like the vet.
Yeah.
But I just thought that she would chill out a bit by now. It's been over a week. Well, it's been over a week. But he has been separated, so every day he's still shut in his bedroom. And then I let him come out and sleep on the bed at night, and he stays there all night, bless him. But Morag's just cowered in the living room the whole time. And then the first time she saw him, she was snarling at him, and Morag is like the sweetest
Could it be the
angel.
stink? Like spell
Maybe.
smells. Like the vets, and the
Maybe.
vets triggers her.
Yeah, maybe. But Morag and Elvis are friends now.
Oh my
But yeah,
God,
they've been hanging out.
what if they become lovers?
Oh, but he's like a granddad.
Got no bits either of them, have they?
No bits.
No lusts.
No. No. Do they still have do cats have pheromones?
Well, they still do the act of spraying, but nothing comes out. So they lift their tails up and do that weird tippy toe back leg thing.
Oh yeah. I was at an event yesterday, and my this woman said that she could practically inhale the smell, the pheromones between two people who were talking. I was like, oh, that's an
Oh,
excellent term.
that's a good skill, that is. You can just walk over
That
there
is a
and
good
go,
skill. Oh,
they
it
w
smells spunky.
yeah, he wants to fuck you. Either go for it or run a mile, hunt. Tell me about what event have you been doing?
I went to the early hookup, which was
What
at
is
Mo
that?
Motorcycles. It's just like a bike meet. They have some like stalls to buy things. Our friend Elena of the Costa Sisters has started a new
Awful,
clothing brand.
awful woman.
Awful woman.
Awful. Ugly as
The
well,
bear.
really.
Ugly.
Fucking horrible, horrible
The
looking,
most
honestly.
unaesthetically pleasing. Oh my God, she is the most beautiful. I just hate to stand next to her.
I
So
had
she
a, I
started a
had a,
clothing
sorry, I
brand
had a,
because.
had a mild funny when we were at the Brighton Tattoo Convention. I was hanging around with her while you were working, and a couple of people who I sort of know but don't really know, but be like, oh, this is Elena, and they were like, later on or other times, so going, is that your girlfriend? And I'll be like, oh, no, and they'll be like, oh, okay, because I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? I've got three absolutely beautiful friends. Two of them are cousins, and they're like, I've told you, I've not even talked about here the head turners. I've told you about, I showed you a
Yeah, I
picture.
think I've seen pictures.
Yeah,
I've asked to see pictures.
so one of my friends, and I think what she meant to say was something quite sweet about th them getting all the attention and me not. But she was pissed, and what came out was, does it annoy you that your friends look like that and you look like you? And then she went, no. And I was like, oh, I fucking heard what you said, mate. But
Oh.
these three lads are tens, and I'm a fucking five.
Five
out of ten. Johnny, five out of ten, innit?
You'd give yourself a 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. I'm easily a 5.
Is that with
three,
her?
Three for looks, bounce two for being a fucking nice man and a funny cunt. That's one each.
I would say 2.5 for lols, one for face, half for moustache.
Lose a half for being bald, so it goes back down 4.5.
Subtract 2 for being a cunt.
Yeah, whoever said that, like,
well, they do like cats, add 1.
Yeah, whoever said that, like, bald geezers are like, oh, but they're like more virile, aren't they? That was a bald man, wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah, it's not fucking true.
Oh, more eggs going in.
Look at her stalking him,
mate. Stood on the edge of a chair, that's not gonna work.
I know. It's like she's never seen another cat. She's like, who the fuck are you? Oh,
they used to love each other so much.
They will again. They will again. They will again. That will happen. What was Elena doing? I hijacked that.
So she's started a clothing brand called Cosmic Cowboy, and she's always been into bikes, and going to events like this with her is like coming to a tattoo convention with me. Just like, she knows, not saying that I know everyone, but you know, you walk around and it's like, hi, and she's like, hi, to every single person, and every man there is like, oh, spunking all over her back as she walks away. And yeah, it's just like just a bite me. They got beers and they got music and they got food and it was just lush. But it was in Birmingham, and originally I planned to go over and day drink and just stay there for the weekend. And then because of Bert Reynolds being so poorly,
yeah.
Oh my god, when Bert was at the vet, the nurse phoned me just to give me a checkup, which was lush, and she said, "Hi, is that Miss Reynolds?"
Oh, that's nice.
And I went, no, it's Richardson, actually.
You should have said yes.
Reynolds is just his last name. And she went, oh, where did you get that name from? And I was like, Bert Reynolds? Hello? She was obviously 5.
Yeah, I had that the other day. Someone at work said, they made a reference to Mrs. Slocum from I Being Served, the 1970s sitcom. There's a geezer he's 24, 25. And he didn't know it. And someone was like, oh, come on. And I was like, what do you fucking... Do you know everything from the 50s?
Yeah, like, I just thought Bert Reynolds, though.
But I think Bert Reynolds is different to a reference to... I Being Served, but yeah, Bert Reynolds, you know, that's like not knowing who the Beatles are if you're 25.
Yeah, that's true. But everyone else is like, great name. Yeah. Our friend Nick Ferris was at the hookup yesterday, and I didn't see him. It really wasn't massive. It was very easy to find people. I even looked at his bike and thought of him because I thought he's got a blue Road King. And it was his bike, and he was there for 4 hours of the time that I was there, and we didn't see each other.
Did you post about it on the internet and not see it?
I posted about it, and then he messaged this morning going, what the fuck, I was there. I mean, we're both fairly distinctive people, I would say.
Yeah.
I had a couple of people come up to me to say that they'd recognised me off the internet. So I'm like, and a lot of people said, oh, I recognise you off Elena's internet.
that's a real quiz.
Yeah. So I'm like, I feel like I'm not a wallflower, and we still didn't see each other.
I'm surprised he didn't hear your laugh.
I know. That's normally like the beacon. But yeah, I just come home and look after the babies because Grant Reynolds is on his stag do. We spoke about that earlier, didn't we?
Yeah, why don't you, you could just, when you get married, just change all of your names to Reynolds.
Reynolds. That would be like a happy medium, wouldn't it? Like a compromise.
I went to Wales last weekend.
Oh, was that the Comedy Fest?
Yeah, and for the first, I think the second time I've been going for 10 years, no, 8 years, and I think this was the first time that it didn't rain loads. It rained on Friday, so the ground was fucked. But it's in a town, so all of the... it's in a town called Machynlleth in Powys, which is near the coast in the middle. And it's lovely. It's lovely. And my grandfather was evacuated there during the war.
Oh.
And he kept in contact with some couple of the families that he stayed with, and then ended up loving the place so much because it's well fit that he got a little caravan there, static caravan. So we used to go there in the for our summer holidays and stay at his caravan. It's Wales in the sun might be, it's right up there with the fittest places, because everything's, wherever you are, there's green stuff everywhere, hills up, and it just looks fit. I'm not talking about like cities and that, but just because this is in the countryside, there's everywhere you go, there's a stream, a babbling brook going past you, wildlife everywhere, stuff, sheep everywhere. They've all got like fucking graffiti on them though. Youth going to graffiti them, but yeah, what a...
You see, so you got Wales in the sun, I got Scotland in the rain.
No.
Well, it wasn't too bad. It was like quite warm and it just kind of showered pretty much constantly. We saw our friend Danielle Rose, which is lush. Danielle is just posted loads of guest spots and she's coming back down to Norwich. So if you want to get tattooed, book in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get tattooed by what? Sorry, I was fiddling with something and I forgot we were doing a podcast. So you don't want to hear this, do you?
Couldn't hear it I'll anyway, make... but it's fine. Thank you for thank you for being a conscientious host. I want to come to Norwich.
She's here and staying. She's here 30th of May, 1st of June. Maybe longer than that.
I'm in Scotland.
Are you? What are you doing in Scotland?
I'm going to Scotland twice in about 10 days.
What?
We're going to see houses, which is like northeast England coast.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like North Berwick.
Yeah, and then we're going to Edinburgh and Glencoe.
You're going to Glencoe?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting high-pitched.
Yeah.
Excited.
And then on...
Why?
I think just to have a look around because we're in the... Because like north, innit?
So you're going from Edinburgh to Glencoe?
Yeah. And then rather hilariously, on I think the 8th or 9th of June, we're going to see Taylor Swift at Murrayfield.
Oh, I didn't expect that one.
No, it's not for me. I have listened to loads of Taylor Swift songs and they're all right.
Good.
I don't mind them, but one thing when you go out with someone who doesn't drive, you just get told you're going to stuff, and you should be grateful for it.
So are you driving to Edinburgh and then driving to Glencoe?
Yeah.
Have you been to Glencoe before?
No.
You are just going to spunk all over the heather.
Wicked.
Oh, it is
phenomenal. That's why we're going.
Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. And it's lush from both angles. Like, stop every opportunity and just get out and look, because it's just fantastic.
It's what we're doing.
So are you doing it in like a day trip? Are you going to go back to Edinburgh after you've been to Glencoe?
No. I think we've got...
Are you going to stay at Fort William or something?
We've got some digs. I think it is in Fort William.
Lush. Yeah. Are you going to get the steam train?
We are going to... We've got the timetable to go and watch the steam train to take the picture.
Ah.
But we're not going to... That's the Harry Potter one for everyone.
Yeah, it's lush though. If you want to do it, you can get last-minute tickets.
Well, I don't know what... I think there was... That was... The plan was to definitely take the photo. But I think the train takes ages or something. I wasn't paying attention.
It is a little... Like, it's an afternoon trip.
Yeah. I think we're there for two and a half days.
Oh, so I'm so jealous.
And we found a gaff that does vegan macaroni pies in there as well.
I introduced Grant to battered pizza when we were in Scotland.
Is that the same thing as a pizza crunch? Is that what...
I don't know. What's pizza crunch?
I think it's just... So it's a slice of pizza in batter that you'd put fish in. Deep fried.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, same thing, yeah.
But it's like half a pizza.
Oh, I've only ever seen a slice. I imagine you could do a whole pizza if you're a dandy.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
Scotland has the highest heart rate in Europe, I think.
Highest number of smack addictions.
Yeah, it's where, you know, what do you drink? Buckfast. What do you do for fun? Heroin. It's all those like fucking what's the word? Cliched Scottish things, isn't it? What other stuff do they batter? Because everyone going on about like battering like Mars bars and that.
Anything.
Why is it a like you batter stuff all the time? Why is it that everyone laughs at Scotland for battering stuff? Is that because you batter more stuff than we do? I remember the handy place.
They just batter everything, kids. People.
the handy place in Soham used to batter cream eggs on Easter.
Oh, there used to be a place in Woodbridge that did that.
But they were dangerous. They were like the whatever the fondant.
Oh my god, was it like molten lava?
Yeah, like thermonuclear Chernobyl areas, like taking man's lips off all the time as well as he's bite into one of them.
God. There was a chippy in St Andrews that would batter anything you took in.
Well, I remote control and that.
Can you imagine? I got you a bad Mars bar. It's like a Samsung remote.
Batter this whole bag of spinach. Don't take it out of the bag. Put it in the bag.
Morag has decided to stop poaching.
Good.
Burt Reynolds, and now, oh my god, I have to turn the camera because look, oh, she's going to stop because she'll get shot. Look at that face.
She's a beauty. I like the fact that Lucy's stroking her cat's chin and the whiskers, because the cat's massive, are about, I don't know, eight inches on each side, but they've all both sides have gone perfectly straight.
Yeah, like the length of my forearm.
You could use her as a measuring, as a what's it called? What don't mean measure?
Oh yeah, like how big? Three whiskers.
Spirit level. That's what I was thinking of.
Level. Oh.
And more, using the Morag level system.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think I've got anything else to say, but we've only been 20 minutes, so let's. Oh no, we've been half an hour, but then we're going to cut stuff out. Yeah. All those times I say the name of someone we can't name.
No. When? What are you doing? Are you got any guest spots coming up?
No. I'm meant to be going to Parliament, but I haven't organised it yet. The wedding is just all consuming, which is funny because I haven't done anything for the wedding. Yesterday I did the invites though, so maybe I'll send those out, get them printed maybe tomorrow, and then invite people. That'd be nice. At the moment there's nowhere for anyone to wee or nothing to drink, so I really haven't done a lot.
When is it? October.
October.
Could be a washout. Hope
could
not.
Could be a washout. I know. I hope not. We've got a roof.
Just
you
some
can
person
in the corner of the house.
Some person
the
called,
house, the barn.
Some person called Ruth, who's going to come with some tarpaulins. Hopefully, imagine if your name was Ruth Tarpaulin. Imagine if your name was Pauline. Imagine if your name was Tarpaulin. You were from Fiji. Right. Enough of that.
How much for a string?
You may have noticed at the top of the show, we mentioned our new sponsor, Lucy. Tell us a bit about them.
Yes. So we have a new sponsor and it's awesome news. If you went to Brighton Tattoo Convention, you may have noticed then that they were sponsored by WBJ Tattoo, who is wholesalebodyjewelry.com. And they have their own in-house brand, Moth, who supplied the tattoo artists at Brighton with goodie bags this year, which included some cartridges, grip tape. And I genuinely rate them. I thought they were awesome. I'm going to continue to use the cartridges.
And we can give you, our listeners, an exclusive 10% discount every time you use the store. So when you check out, use the code HOWMUCH10 for 10% off.
How much for a sling?
What else we got? What we got coming up on How Much for a Sleeve? We've got some guests.
We've actually got guests. We were meant to have a guest today, but
logistics,
sunshine, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, fuck it, man. I'm not that bothered about it. I think, you know, people say, yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, wicked. Can you do this day? Nah, can you do that day? Yeah. Do you know what? I can't. I'm bothered. I'm not asked.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's all good. Nothing else to report. Still fucking loving the Rory Works machine. Rory Works machine. That's great. Go buy one.
Imagine
it's
if
well
your name
light.
Was Rory Works.
Work.x. I haven't used my old Rotary Works pen. I've just been using the little one because it's great. Go buy one.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all I've got to say.
Do you when you get in, right, might be a shit question. We'll see. When you get a new device to use, what's the transition? Is it I'll do a bit with it and then you start with the old one, go in with the new bit. No, I don't know. I could go back to the old one, or do you just fucking have to go? Do you just have to 2 foot straight in?
Depends how nice it is on immediate approach.
Like
I
like
enjoyed
from
the
a,
approach
from
straight away.
An aesthetic thing, like a what's the
word? It doesn't.
What's the
you
word?
Mean
how things
like
how things fit in your hand? What's that called? Ergonomic.
Oh, yeah, ergonomic. There's not really that much difference in them, but this one
right.
is thinner, so I just use like grip tape.
Yeah, right.
So I just use more. So it feels
is there
pretty
do you
similar.
Get, is there nerves though? Do you think? Oh, this is a different
Yeah,
thing.
I do.
Or
I always
is
worry it's
again
not gonna.
Ignorant the business end of it though, with your cartridge and your needles, is that exactly the same?
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, it's just like a
Getcha.
Universal
Getcha.
Fitting.
So thing. That makes. I understand now that would make it less scary.
Yeah.
Because
But they
is
are
the
different,
same.
Though. This one's got a different throw to my other one, and I was wondering if it would give the same effect, like when I do the stippling and stuff. But it packs in a really nice line, does nice stippling, I've put colour in with it. I put solid black in with it, and it's been all lush, all of it.
What
That's
colour
why
have
I
you been
haven't
doing
used
without telling anyone?
just like colour butterflies and that those bill paying tattoos.
But it's so like when you get a new machine, is there like a bedding in period? Like when I get a new pair of wicker keeping gloves and have to like train with them, like and wear them around the house to stretch them out and make sure they fit my hand properly. Do you have to do, is there like a process you have to go through? Feel, oh, right, that feels nice in my hand now. Or is it just you pick up and go, no, I can't use that, or pick up and go, yeah, that feels fine?
Well, I don't put it on my bum like you put your gloves up your bum.
You can't put a wicker keeping glove up your bum, mate.
I bet someone's tried.
Someone's tried everything, I think, haven't they? Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
Whatever it is.
That's horrible.
It is. People
Leave
are like,
the gloves alone. Let's not go down there. I'll get sad.
No. But whatever is in your house, someone has tried to put that up their bum. Probably in that house at some point before you owned it as well. So there's like, yeah, when you move into a house, you know there's someone who's like in that room. They've tried to feed a goldfish bowl up their bum and stuff with the fish still in it and everything. Do you
Have
know
you
what I
read
mean?
This Is Gonna Hurt, Adam
No,
Kay?
no. Should I ought to?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, he was a doctor turned comedy writer.
And I know that.
There's a BBC series which was a lot darker than the book. The book is quite jovial.
That's. Do you know what? I think I read a bit of it around my brothers.
It's really lol.
Yes, I have.
He was an obstetrician. And there were a couple of bits where he said somebody had come in.
Is it like an all like diary? Written like a diary?
It's just lots of short stories. I would not like short stories, but be like, this day I fell asleep in my car. This day I had to tell somebody that rubbing sperm into their stomach wasn't going to get them pregnant. And one that I often not think about, but have remembered, is somebody said that they had just sat on the TV remote and it went up their bum, and he was like, but why has it got a condom on it then?
Yeah. That was Ricky Gervais apparently nicked that joke for one of his stand-ups where a man had been locked out of his house, climbed up, been out shopping, been locked out of his house, tried to climb up a ladder, fell off the ladder, landed in his shopping, and bottle of tomato sauce went up his bum, and that would be more believable if Tesco sold bottles of ketchup with condoms on. So yeah, maybe he nicked that joke.
Maybe Abdom came and nicked it.
Nah, I don't think so. It'd be the other way around, wouldn't it?
Was it Ricky Gervais's writers would nick other people's jokes to get
No,
him in trouble?
no, but there's been a couple of times where What's the lad from Gavin and Stacey? The bloke who wrote it.
Oh, yeah, him, Nobby One.
Yeah, there's a couple of times where he has almost, and I don't think he's done it deliberately. He, because he's not writing it, someone has written it, but it's almost verbatim. Ricky Gervais bits from his stand up, and then he's done them on the his because he's doing it. Was he doing a Saturday Night Live type like weekly
something
show?
Like,
so he, so you know, to do to write, you know, you need 5 or 6 people to write 45 minutes of stuff every week.
Yeah,
and he obviously what's his name?
James Corden.
James Corden had obviously not seen this, but it was written and delivered almost exactly the same. But if he'd seen it, he wouldn't have done it like that. Do you know what I mean? So someone has just nicked it, given it to him, said, "Say it like this." Done it. Stitch him up. But it's embarrassing for him. But also, you know, if you've got a team of writers, you hope that they're not going to nick other people's jokes.
You'd hope so.
Sort of part of the like, honor, isn't it?
I guess I understand that some things are just like multiple people can come up with the same joke.
Yeah. But this was about, that one was specifically about people going on social media and saying no to stuff. And it was Ricky Gervais's joke was, which is probably written by someone else, going into a town square and seeing a poster up saying, "Do you want guitar lessons?" And then someone screaming, "No, I don't want fucking guitar lessons." And then James Corden did the same joke about guitar lessons. So it's like, you know, it's not, it's like that. Yeah. It's like, there's always that thing on fucking Twitter is fucked now. It's so boring. Like, it's like everything of interest then just has, so you have to pay to have a blue tick. But if you pay for the blue tick, you get to edit your messages. Sorry. X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. you have to pay I think it's 8 dabs a month, and you get to edit them. But you also, your, if you've got a blue tick, your replies appear higher rather than chronologically.
Well,
so it's just loads of fucking bots and adverts. And like, I've seen stuff where my friends are talking about their, like, one geezer the other day, I won't say who it is, was talking about how shit he felt going to his father's funeral was because people were letting him down. And the replies are tits in bio, pussy in bio, because they've got the blue tick and stuff like that. It's like, why is that allowed? Like, they're just trying to sell their only fans constantly. And stuff like that. Yes, it's Elon fucking it up, isn't it? And like, messing it up. And it was a bit of a fucking shithole before then anyway, because just everyone arguing with each other. But
that is the whole purpose of X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, governments are happy, keep us arguing amongst ourselves, and they stop us noticing.
Are you doing anything fun in the next week?
No, don't think so. Are you? But fucking, my ears are hot. It's 26 degrees outside.
Is it?
That's what it says here.
No wonder I'm burnt. No wonder I'm sweating. Yeah. I've got no idea.
I've got a gig on Friday. If anyone's in Wakefield, come down to the Counting House and watch me tell some jokes.
It's nice. What date is that?
That's Friday the 17th. Then I'm going back to Soham on the 18th of May.
Are you?
Yeah. Got a massive wasp outside. You know, one of those mud skipper ones. Like, long black bodies. He looks terrified. Might shut the window. Yeah, just telling some jokes. Yeah, it'll be good. Bit of good fun. New night. Relatively new night.
Nice.
I'll do that. Had a gig on Friday where the pub landlord got involved.
Oh.
Yeah. He sat on the front row and thought, because he was the landlord, he was just allowed to talk and stuff.
In.
So it's a bit of a knob. But
he was a comedian.
Yeah. Had a lovely time. It was a lovely night.
Good. Yeah. Well, Grant has just texted me to say that he's almost made, what is it, landfall?
Oh. What does that mean? Oh, of course they'll be on a ferry.
They're on a ferry. Yeah. So I better go tidy up, pick up my pants off the floor and kick out all the men that are upstairs.
Yeah. Dust off all the bags of whiz you've left around and
shoot up quickly before he gets into the county.
Get the, Get the condoms, used condoms that are stuck to the ceiling, beams and all that.
Take them off the TV remote.
No, leave it on. He might be interested in it. He's had a few days on the cans.
Yeah.
Right. Nice one. Thanks, mate. Lovely to see you.
We'll
be back in a couple of weeks with a guest, and then we'll do another guest after that.
Yeah. Soz, guys. What? You don't care about us.
Right.
Maybe we'll say tattoo in the next episode. That'd be nice.
Mate, yeah, we can review some songs by Tattoo.
And there's been a heavy Scotland and cat content of this episode, so I'm sorry for that.
It's all right. Just don't review this one. Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
Bye, Willies.